Okay, so let's jump in. Thank you, Derek. Good to see you. Okay. So before we Gemara Lamed, I'm an Aleph, Shimon Masek, Omer Plani, Zavinte, the Davz Minach, Eno Zoche Bekarka, Peshu, Modesh, Akarka, Hu, Betchila Shalamar. Right? So when the Masek says that he got it from a middleman who got it from the Mocher, the Masek does not win out. Why? We said that he's being moda to the fact that it belonged to the ma'ar at one point, so that hoda is going to not allow him to win out on this chazaka, and it's going to go back to the ma'ar. So that was the Gemara. So ma'adini ma'asik lo hoda ma'atzmo shakarka haya shal ma'ar via Rashban via Ramban the Lama. This question was like worded a little tricky, but it's really just asking for what the Ramban and the Rashban say. I'll explain what I mean by that. I mean, the question is asking that what if this guy wasn't physically modeth through that line of saying that I got it from the ma'ar, I got it from the mocher, got it from the ma'ar. So what's the Rashi in the Ramban's shita? Shita is that never actually happened, right? That's not where the hoda was coming from. Rather, the hoda was coming from it was an independent hoda. It wasn't coming from him admitting that he got it from the mocher, who then got it from the Marikama. Rather, there was an independent hoda, and that's why he's gonna lose out to the Masa. So the question is that the Ramban and the Rashi aren't learning like the way the Pshat Gemara is being learned. Like you would think that the Gemara seems to be pretty explicit that the hoda is coming from from him admitting that he got it from the Ma'ar. So why can't they learn like this? Why do they give this new like mechudeshik pshat over here? So he said that if it's true that the hoda is channeling through the mocher, right? That's channeling through the mocher. That's where the hoda is coming from. Then once you open that channel, then there's an open highway. You know, there's an open road going from the mocher to the machzik. And once you open that highway, once you open that channel, then anything that applied to the mocher now can apply to the machzik. So what would that be? Meaning the mocher had a very good migo. He had a migo of minach zavinte that I got it from the amigo that I got it from the marikama, and the amigo the lo haisach shel chamiyolo, because you know you claim that I never got it for that it was always mine, I never got it for you. So we said that amigo should transfer to the mastic as well. And therefore, if we say the hoda is going to transfer to the machzik, then also this migo should transfer to the machzik as well. And if that migo is going to transfer to the machzik, then he actually would win out against the ma'ar. So that's why the Rashbam and the Ramban say, therefore, we don't want to open up this channel from the mocher to the machzik. Therefore, let's keep it simple, and there's going to be an independent hoda. Okay. So moving on to the next question. How can we argue on the Rashbam? So this is asking for you know, it's just, you know, the questions might have been worded a little differently than you know how we had it in Shir. You know, it's saying the same thing. The question is really asking how do the Rush and the Raibid argue on the Ramban and the Rashbam, which is the machlokes we're dealing with in Shir. So the question was is that the Rush and the Raibid hold that the channel is open, right? That the hoda is actually transferring from the mocher to the machzik. So if that's true, then they're gonna have to explain. Okay, so if the hoda, if the channel is open and the hoda is channeling from the mocher to the machzik, then how do they deal with this idea of the migo is also transferring as well? Because the migo is also transferring as well, then we're going to be in trouble. Because then the machzik really should win out against the mocher. So what did the Rush say? So why does the hoda transfer over and make the machzik lose out, but the migo does not? So the Rush explained that this migo doesn't work because it's a migo diyare. This is like a migo that's made out of fear. And a migo that's made out of fear, the machzik is not going to make. So what is this migo diyare? What's this fear? So we said that the machzik would have said kanisi min ha-mocher, that I got it from the, that I acquired it from the mocher. Amigo de lo haisha shelcha mi'olam, but an amigo that never belonged to you at all. But we said that when he's making this amigo, there's the weaker tina and there's a stronger tina. There's a tina tova and the tina reya, right? So in this situation, the tina tova is de lo haisha shelcha mi'olam, that never belonged to you. But he's going to be way too scared to make an extreme claim like that. The machzik's not going to want to make that claim. Because what if the Marikama comes out and says, and he'll bring out Edom that he was there for a little bit, and that the mocher was Kona from the Mount Arer, and then these Edom come out, and all of a sudden his Tana Tova is going to be rocked. He's not going to have anything to stand on. So he's going to be very fearful to make this claim of Delo Haisa Shalcha Mi'olam. He's not going to want to make that claim, because it's a great claim, but if one dart, like, you know, goes out and it hits his balloon, it's going to pop. So it wouldn't be. He'd be way too afraid to make this migo, and therefore migo is not going to transfer. So that was how the Rush would answer up for why the Hoda is going to transfer, why the migo is not going to transfer, because the Machzik is not going to want to make that migo. So what did the Rabbi explain? He says that there's this idea of Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edim Dami, and that we know there's this idea that when it comes to Hoda, Hoda is only neman if it's detrimental, if it hurts the person who's making it, meaning that if I'm moda to something and actually, you know, it helps me out, that's not gonna be a good hoda, because anyone would admit to something that would help them out. I would admit to something that would get me $100, like 100%. So we're only gonna believe hoda if it's only believable, it only has nemanus if it's actually hurts the person in the process. So based on this, we said that if the hoda is coming from the mocher, then why doesn't the migo apply to the machzik? Meaning we have to understand, okay, fine. So why does the hoda transfer but the migo doesn't? So we said that the mocher was making two separate claims. His first claim was that the ma'arer owned the property, and it used to belong to the marikama. And if you look at that claim, that hoda of the mocher, right? That's lechovaso. That's a detrimental claim. That claim's hurting him. Why is that hurting him? Because now you know he's admitting that the property didn't belong to him in the beginning. So that's going to be detrimental. But when he says, by the way, my second claim, that I bought it from the Ma'ar, that it used to belong to him, but I actually bought it from him, that's going to be Hodas Baal Din, which is Letovaso. He's going to benefit from that by saying that even though this property used to belong to you, well, now it belongs to me, and that's Letovaso. And therefore, he's not going to be Neman, for that claim. So therefore, based on this, we wanted to say in Shir that the Machzik can't take the Ne'amanus of the Mocher and use it for himself. And why can't the Machzik take the Ne'amanus of the Mocher? Because the Mocher's Ne'amanus is the Hoda of the Mocher isn't a full transfer, right? His Hoda can't travel all the way from the migo and the nemanus of the mocher is not going to transfer fully to the machzik, because only one claim of the mocher would actually be believed. And therefore, if the channel is not going to, you know, if there are blocks in the channel, then even if the hoda is going to go to the machzik, the nemanus via the migo, that's not going to be able to transfer also. So that was the Raibid. So now moving on to question 3. So Kate said Bierha going her what's it called? Khan Wasserman Zatzal. Coach Yurmet the Din Da Pesh Asr Hu Pesh Hitter, the Bet Rachim, Hinafkamino Ladina bin Adrachim. Mash just Rashi Bisanhadram Zat. So this is a loaded question. The question was how did Rav Elchanan understand this idea of Migo? And then how are the two ways what are the two ways to understand it? The way he understands Migo Pesh Aser, what's the nafkamina between the two, and then what's the shita of Rashi and Sanhedrin on this as well. So I'm not sure if I got the shita in Rashi, but hopefully, well, I think I got most of the other parts of the question, and if you want, we can clarify afterwards. But there really were two different, what were the two different drachim? We either said option number one is that Pesh Aser or Pesh Hiter, that's functioning as a regular Migo, right? I mean, either it's a super Migo, but it still is some kind of Migo. It's a Migo d'ibayi shasik. And if I wanted, I could have been quiet and not said anything. It's a Migo that instead of making a better claim, I could have been quiet. And even though it's some kind of uplifted, some kind of higher Migo, it's still a Migo at the end of the day. It still fits in that same like school of thought. But the second way of understanding Pesha Aser, Shuha Pesha Hiter, who said that really it's about bilis. Maybe it's not really connected to Migo at all. It's totally different. A person is Neman, that if he created the monster, he controls the monster. If he creates the problem, therefore he has ownership of the problem. Therefore, if I'm saying Pesha Aser, I created the problem, then you are Neman, you're going to be Neman for the second part of your claim to solve the issue. One would be Neman, so that's the second way, right? That you have bilis over that first claim, that's negative. And therefore, you have bilis over that first claim, then you have ownership to fix the claim as well. So those are the two ways we understood Pesha Aser, whether it's working with Migo or it's working within this new idea of bilis, of being having ownership of creating the problem. And then solving the problem. So what's a nafkamina between these two approaches? So we mentioned that there's a Mishnah in Ksuvis about a woman who says that I was an Ishadish, but now I'm a Grusha. Yeah, she would be Neman in that situation. So, however, if there are Edim that she wasn't an Ishadish, then she doesn't have a Pesha Aser. So the question was is that when she says the statement of Grushani, when she initiates, first she admits that, by the way, I was an Ishadish, and then she says Grushani, actually, but now I'm actually divorced now, we said that she's Neman. The question is, how soon after her first statement does she have to say Grushani? How big is her window to admit to her status? So the Torah quotes in Gittin that Rabbeinu Yonah says that Dacha, she says Tok Kedibor. Mamish, the second she says Eishad Ishani, whatever, she has to follow up very quickly with Grushani within Tok Kedibor. But the Torah says nearly that you don't need to do this, because rather since she's adding to her previous words, she's not uprooting anything. Rather, she's adding more to the story. Her story was that I'm married. She's not rejecting that she was ever married. Rather, she's saying, by the way, but now I'm divorced. Saying I'm divorced is not saying I was never married at all. It's just adding. It's adding more to the story of her life, of what occurred. So therefore, that's the machlokas of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that it has to be mamish the second you say Ishadish, you got to follow up very quickly with Grushani, but the Torah says no. You can do it after. So the question was, okay. So what's behind this machlokas? Why does the Torah say one way and Rabbeinu Yonah say the other way? So we said that maybe their machlokas is actually how the Kovitz Shirim understood our sugya, right, about Pesha Aser. Maybe that if it's all working as if Pesha Aser is functioning as a Migo, right, as that first option, not as a bilis, but as that first option of Pesha Aser is a Migo, and just like we can't say this, we can't say amigo lemafreya, that making a Migo something that could have occurred even though that first option is never even possible to begin with. We also can't believe a Pesha Aser lemafreya. Her saying, you know, Grusha Ani, like a week later, that's gonna be a Pesha Aser lemafreya. She didn't have to say that she was Eishadish, and she had a Migo d'ibayi shasik, right? She had a Migo a Pesha Aser in the beginning. Yet when she sang the Migo so much later, when she sang Grushani, when she's making that statement much later, that's gonna be a Migo lemafreya, or a Pesha Aser lemafreya, and that's not gonna work. However, if you understand Migo as not functioning as you understand Pesha Aser as not functioning as a Migo, but something totally different, then if Pesha Aser is working like this, like bilis, right? That's it's all about if you created the Iser, you are Neman even Acher Kedei Dibor, because what she's doing, she by saying Eishadish, she created the problem, but now she has bilis over the problem. She has ownership over the issue. And if it doesn't matter when you say that next part, she's being mosif. She's just adding on to what she has said previously, but she isn't contradicting anything she had said. There's no issue of Migo and Mafreya over here. We're not working with Migo. We're working with Pesha Aser of the din of bilis. She has ownership of the issue, and she's just adding to her story. So I wasn't sure if this is what Rebbe was talking about. I didn't have a chance to look inside for this next part of the Shitas Rashi in Sanhedrin, but I think this is what Rebbe was talking about. So we mentioned it close to the end of this sugya about Tosfos quoted a case about a woman who's holding a shtar of a loveh, and said that this woman is going to, the question was, is this woman going to be neman to say that you know, this shtar loveh was paid up? So Rav Nachman and Rava go back and forth arguing, is she going to be believed? Is she not going to be believed? And Rav Nachman, I think the maskana was that, you know, like we see it in her hand. And therefore, and we can't say amigo, that Rava wanted to say, oh, we should believe her. Why should we believe this lady who's holding a star in her hand? Amigo, that she could have burnt it. She like amigo that, oh, I could have burnt this star. Rav Nachman says no. You know, it's chazak and based dina. We see it in her hand, and therefore, therefore, she clearly could not have burnt it. Right? This is that'd be a migal amafreya, a migal that couldn't exist because she's physically holding the star in her hand. So that was the back and forth. So what did Rashi say on the sugi over here? So Rashi said that it's chazak based dina, that this star is going to be mekuyim, right? That this star, you know, has some substance to it. But we said, what's really behind Shitas Rashi? What is Rashi really saying over here? Is that if the star is biyado, and this is the kicker, if the star is in this lady's hand, why is she not going to be believed? Because the fact that the star exists, the fact that the star, you know, is in existence, it testifies that it's not parua. But the fact that she's holding the star of a document that says that someone didn't pay up, the fact that she's holding it, that testifies to the fact that it wasn't parua, that it wasn't paid up, and therefore she's not going to be believed. But the question was that why can't she say like Tosfos? Why can't Rashi just say like Tosfos that no? The reason she's not going to be believed over here is because it's amigo of a pesha asa, right? So we said that maybe Tosfos is understanding like that second option, right? That pesha asa is working as amigo, and therefore just like pesha asa, just like by amigo of mafresh would have believed. So it's over here by pesha asa, amigo of pesha asa, she also would have been believed. Rashi must be understanding like that second understanding. That really, this lady should be believed. This is a case of bilus of pesh aser, and therefore, she should totally believe for creating the problem. Therefore, she should be believed for creating the solution. That here is a star. By the way, it was paid up. But Rashi said that therefore, I have to give this new reason. I have to give this other idea of the fact that the star testifies to the fact that it wasn't Perua. He has to give that weird side reasoning, because if not, she really would be believed by working within this idea of migo of bilus. Okay, moving on to the next question, a bit shorter. Kisat Asher Levar Machlokas Harayben by Ramban Lefi Devri Hakovet Shiurim. So this is a lot more simpler. So this is kind of like pulling the sugya together. So we said that therefore putting it all together for the Ramban. The Ramban had said what the Ramban had said. The Ramban had said that we need an independent saying outside again, right? So the Ramban had said that we need an independent hodah. An independent hodah, because really the channel should be going, you know, a fluid channel, and the migo that existed by the mocher should also be going to the machzik. Therefore, we need to give a different reasoning of this idea of an independent hodah, or else the machzik actually would win out. So therefore, we said according to the Ramban, the machzik will be neman with the pesha aser of the mocher because he created the monster and has bilus. Therefore, the Ramban felt the need to say independent hodas are going to knock out the Marikama. Meaning that the Ramban is ascribing to that second understanding of the Kovet Shirin. That if the Machzik is creating the situation, he's creating this issue, therefore he really should be believed. He really should be believed because he has bias over the situation. Therefore, the Ramban felt the need to give another reason of independent hodah. Whereas the Rabbi would say, it doesn't matter that's not how Migo works, right? I mean, that's not how Pesha Aser works. Pesha Aser works as a Migo. And therefore, this situation would be a Migo de Mafreya. And therefore, the Hodah is going to transfer, but the Migo is not necessarily going to transfer. And he must ascribe to the first understanding of the Kovet Shiurim of how Pesha Aser works. That's working as a Migo. So now, question number five, also a little faster. Mevor be Gemara, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis. Shim Amar be Planis Vintas Al Minach. Yachal Machzik Lezachos be Beis Lezchos Vayis Im Osa Al Aleph Bet Dvarim. So the question was that if he admits that he got it from the middle person, got it from the Marikama, the Machzik is able to win out. So the question is in what situations is, I mean, so far up until this point in the Chazar Chabur, we've been saying that the Marikama is going to beat out the Machzik. The question was, in what situation is the Machzik going to beat out the Marikama? So Tosfos said, we quoted in Tosfos, but I think that there are two ways the Machzik can win. One is that if he says that he was at the sale, that I was present at the sale from the Marikama to the Mocher. Or second option, if the Eidim testify that he was there for that he was there for one day, right? Eidos the darbech darbe mocher chad yoma. The Eidim testify that the middleman had been living there for one day. That would also work to help the machzik win out. Then it's clearly not that doesn't belong to the marikama, and therefore he'd be believed to get it from the mocher. Those are the two options. So moving on to question six. If you have tosos matai eno zochah bekarka im omer kmei zadiminach. The lama. So we'll do step by step. So Tosafos had said on Laman of Abayis that the question was that when does Kamei Didi occur? Meaning you're making two statements, right? You're saying with amigo, you're always saying one statement followed by a second statement. So the question was at what stage is Kamei Didi going to occur? So Tosafos says that is only Naman by Kamei Didi that I was present at the sale. If that was the first statement he made, if he said that initially, the Mach doesn't have Eidos. The Mach doesn't have Eidos as well as the Ma'ar. But the Kamei Didi is Neman Bemigo. If he says, Kamei Didi is my first statement, and my second statement is Lo Haisa Shalcha Meolam. But however, if he says this later in court, if his Kamei Didi statement comes much later, that's going to be amigo lemafreya, according to the Tosfos, and therefore the Kamei Didi statement has to be the first statement he makes, or else it's going to be amigo lemafreya. So that was Tosfos. So I'm neman bika high gavna lafia rush. So what did the rush say over here? So the rush says that if he said the plan is vinta tzavne minach, he mineman. Even after Tochu Dei Dibor, meaning the Rush is saying is that I don't need Kamei Didi to come to be the first statement you make. It could even be the second one. So the question was, just outside before we get to the next part of the question. So the Rush is clearly saying that Kamei Didi can occur afterwards, even after Tochu Dei Dibor. So what's behind this Machlokas Rush and Tosfos? This wasn't part of the question, but I think it helps to understand the Shitas a little better. The Rush holds that you're Neman over here because you're being Mefarish, right? You're saying, you made this Mepanis Vinta Zavne Minach, and then you're adding on to your statement, you're explaining your statement further. Whereas Tosfos doesn't think you're being Mefarish, he thinks you're being Mosif, right? There's a difference between explaining that which you had said previously versus adding on to what you had said previously. Tosfos feels that if your first statement is Kamei Didi, if your second statement is Kamei Didi, that's not just being mefarish the Meklanes Vinta Zavim Minach, but that's mamish being mosif something new. And therefore, Tosfos wouldn't like that. So the last part of the question, Mahosif HaTor B'Dvar HaRush. So what does the Tor add? So the Rush had said that your first statement though is Meklanes Vinta Zavim Minach, that I got it from the Mocher who got it from the Marikama. But the Tor says you cut it shorter. All you have to say is Mepani is Vinta Zavinte Stam, and stop right there. All you have to say is admit that you got it from the Mocher. You don't even have to go so far as to say that he got it from the Marikama. And he would therefore be Neman and say Kamei Didi Zavde Minach, even after Tochu Dei Dibor. So the Torah is saying, you don't have to say so much. The Rush is saying, Mepani is Vinta Zavde Minach, that I got it from the Mocher, got it from the Marikama. The Torah says, stop at Mepani is Vinta, and that's good enough. So now question number seven gets into, so we have some questions on the Torah. What's Ma'akasha Shachal Devrei Torah? So why does the Shach not like what the Torah said? He says that if you just say the Pani Zavinte, then the Kamei Didi, the Zav Deminach, that second statement, isn't just a perish anymore. If your first statement of the panis of inte is such a general unspecific statement, then when you're saying that kamei di, in that situation, everyone would agree in that situation that you're being most of something, right? You're adding. This should be a migal mafreya. He admitted that in this situation with that second statement, he's changing everything. I mean, in that first statement, he admits that it came from the mocher. But then he's made that actually in the second statement that it came from the marikama. So his second statement not only would it be a migal mafreya, but he's what's it called? In that second statement, he would be second. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Because in that second statement, he wouldn't just be being mafarish that what he had said. He said previously, he'd be being mosif. So how can we solve this up? How can we save the Torah? How can we answer up the kasha of the shach? So for this, we brought in the ketzos. So the Ksos explained that according to the Torah, that you can have statements, even though you can have Kamei Di and Mepanis Avinte, and these two statements are not necessarily have to be working off of each other, but they could actually be independent. It's Lav Dafka. That this is a Taina that is Dema Misad Atzma. And the Kamei Di is standing independent. It's an independent Taina. And it's not necessarily playing off of a Klani Zavinta. We are saying that it's not worse that when we say Kamei Di Zadiminach, we're saying that it's no worse than Klani Zavinta. This isn't a Migula Mafreya, but rather each Taina is independent. He's Neman with the statement because it stands by itself. It's an independent Taina, and therefore you be Neman in Kamei Di as long as you aren't contradicting your initial statement. As long as you aren't saying something that totally knocks out your first statement, Kamei Di can totally stand by itself. And it's not being mosif, it's just something that's independent, something that's totally separate. And as long as it isn't being sosir, that which you had said previously, then these two statements can exist independent of each other. So, manichakua rashva tosfos. So, based on this ktsos, the rush and the tosfos will have machlokas, right? So the rush might agree that even if it's a tosefes, right? In this situation, right? You might want to say, okay, this KDD, I'm being most of something. I'm adding to all I said in the plan is Vinte, and now I'm just adding something totally new. But as long as it's not a stira, as long as what I'm saying is not contradicting what I had said previously, then even though I'm adding something that's significant, it's not a tosefes, rather it's a perish. I'm really, even though you might want to say, okay, so I'm adding this whole entire statement of Kamei Di, and that's something that's new and something that's significant, but as long as it's not a stira, then we're really going to view it as a perish. Whereas according to the Nesivis, who says that Tosfos is saying is that no, that these two statements, you know, they're not strong enough to stand by themselves. These two tainas aren't strong enough to stand by themselves. And therefore, if they aren't strong enough to stand by themselves, they are going to need to work off of each other. And therefore, if one's being mosif, if one's adding something that's completely new, that's not going to be okay. So that was Tosfos. Now let's go on to 8 and 9, and then we'll finish off. It's already a little late. So lama zocha machzak mevi edim shadar mocher the bias omechad rechazos habatim starts gimel shanim. So the question was that usually we say rechazos habatim that you need to have gimel shanim, you need to have 3 years. But in this situation, we're saying that dar beichad yoma is going to be good enough. So the question was, you know, we thought it was 3 years. What's one day accomplishing? So my teretz is Ramban Rashba. So we said that there are two possibilities. There's two ways to understand what this Eidos is accomplishing. Either we say that the Eidos is coming to support that the Machzik got it from the Mocher. Right? There are two relationships, right? There's the, you go from the Marikama to the Mocher, and from the Mocher to the Machzik. Question, so when we're saying the Darbe Chad Yoma, who is that helping out? Is that helping out, is that solidifying that the mocher got it from the marikama, or is that solidifying that the machzik got it from the mocher? So those are the two options. So now that we have that framework in place, the next part of the question is really going to fly through. So the Ktos quotes the Ma'arit, who says that we need the Edom. Why do we need the Edom over here? Because without the Edom, we're going to question, we would question the validity of the Machzik. And Darbe Chad Yoma establishes the Machzik as Lokeach. And after this, we are towing on his behalf to make it a chazaka that has a taina. The point of Darbe Chad Yoma shows the machzik got it from the mohir. So what's the Darbe Chad Yoma according to the Ktos? What is it accomplishing? It's helping that second chunk. It's helping us understand that the machzik got it from the mohir. And Chad Yoma is enough. And why is it enough? Because the goal of one day is just to establish the machzik as a lokeach. The Chayoma isn't creating a Chesed Gimel Shanim. It's just establishing the Machzik as a Lokeach. And that's good enough to have Edus of Darbe Chayoma. Or we can say that no. If there are Edim that are Darbe Chayoma by the Mocher, it's an Umdana that he got it from the Marikama. And then once we know that he got it from the Marikama, then we're going to be towing on behalf of the Machzik, on behalf of the Machzik. But you have to get to step one. Step one is that the Mocher got it from the Marikama. And only after you have that basis, then can you be towing. Chad Yoma is enough because the Mocher is just a mechanism that allows the Machzik to get it. Therefore, we don't need Chesed Gimel Shanim for the Machzik. Chad Yoma creates this Umdana, creates this like status, I guess, that he got it from the Marikama, and then we're able to be towing on his behalf. So who said this? So he said that the Ramban and the Rashba ascribed to this pshat, just working from different angles, coming at it from different sides. So the Ramban said that the Edus is supposed to create a reglaim ledaver, right? Exactly what we've been saying, that the Edus, that the Darbe Chad Yoma creates like a status, a basis that it belonged to the Marikama, and then he gave it to the Mocher, and that we need this Edus to create a basis to be towing, right? And that's the Ramban, very similar to what we have been saying previously. But the Rashba says something different. He says that you need an Edus and not a Taino of Darbe Chad Yoma. So what's his Sar? He says that a lack of Edus is by definition a Reyasa. The Taina without Edus shows that he wasn't Darbe Chad Yoma. He wasn't there for a single day. And therefore the point of the Edus is to knock out that Reyasa. It's not necessarily to allow a basis to be towing, but it knocks out the Reyasa that he wasn't there at all. So that's what the Edus is accomplishing. So the Ramban is obviously saying that the Edus creates a basis to be towing, whereas the Rashba is saying the Edus is just taking away a potential Reyasa. So this is really just asking for the Nafkamina. So let's finish this off. So we said that the Nafkamina would be the Nafkamina between the Shita of the Maharit and the Shita of the Ramban, and the Rashba would be a Shar Mechira. How does this play out? So we said that the Maharit would say that the whole entire point is to create a relationship between the Mocher and the Machzik, and therefore, what's better than that? A Shtar Mechira. That shows how the Machzik got it from the Mocher. So we're not going to need you know, Edus on top of that. The Shtar Mechira creates that relationship, and that's going to be totally fine. And according to the Maharit, if you understand how he understands the Sugya, then the Shtar Mechira will be good enough. And then we could be towing on his behalf. According to the Ktos quotes the Rashbam, which seemingly would ascribe to the Rashbam and the Ramban as well, that the Shtar Mechira doesn't take place of Edim. They're Darbe Chad Yoma. That's not what the Shtar Mechira does. The only thing that's going to help in this situation is Edus. We mamish need Edus to Darbe Chad Yoma. And why would he need Edus? Because the goal of the Edus is not to establish the Machzik, but to support that the Mocher got it from the Marikama. So if the Machzik is holding on to a Shtar Mechira that he got it from the Mocher, that's not going to help us at all. That's not what we care about. The Edus wasn't to establish the relationship between the Mocher and the Machzik. The Edus was there to establish a relationship between the Marikama and the Mocher. So therefore, having a shtar mechira for this side is not going to help us to create this relationship. So then the Rashbam would say that the shtar mechira is not going to help. But we said, okay, so we just, you know, we just rocked the Ma'arit. So mi sover kmo Ma'arit. Who ascribes to the Ma'arit? Is there anyone on his side? So we quoted that the Tosas Rid actually does ascribe to his shita, and therefore he has what to stand on. And yeah, we'll stop here. Okay. Shkayach, everyone.